Can you tell me about a time when your planning led to positive results?
Okay. When I was first here, as the I was a plans officer at my current assignment, and then I took over as the chief of plans about a year after that. And during that time, one of the things that we did not have was a method of synchronizing and orchestrating the staff to produce common, really working toward the common goal. And so one of the things that I did was I spent a good bit of time looking at the day-to-day operations of the unit. How did it function? What were the mandatory meetings that the commanding general mandated that go on? And I created something called the OPG SOP, which stands for Operational Planning Group Standard Operating Procedures. So what that did was that standardized how the plans cell within the organization would facilitate weekly meetings and ensure that proper planning could be done. So in some ways it was a plan-to-plan kind of event. And what it did was it called for a bi-weekly. There would be a meeting of all members of the operational planning group, which was a representative from every staff section. And it was a chance for all the lead planners in the organization to talk about their status of their project, facilitate group discussion, provide information to everyone. There's also a chance when a new project was coming out to let people know what was coming on in the near-term horizon that they might need to be aware of. And what it did was allowed people to cross-talk from across the building, because there were many times I've found that there were people that were coming in that worked on the third floor that never once talked to the people on the fifth floor, and yet what they did was extremely complementary to each other, and it was what they did was integral to what the other person was doing, and yet they weren't talking. So what we did was, with that meeting, it allowed people to really cross-talk. And at the same time, I always, I instituted a plan where the G3, who was the senior training and plans and operations officer for the unit, would come in and give his guidance on what was going on, and he'd take a few minutes just at the top to kind of get everyone oriented. And then on the off weeks when we didn't have that meeting, I had a small core group, which were really my direct reports, as well as some of the other people that I considered to be the real key go-to people in certain cells. And we would have our own smaller meeting where we would discuss where the organization as a whole was going and how we were going to continue to make it function. And that would also help us prep for when we had the meeting with everyone. So although that wasn't necessarily a strict plan, I think the importance of a plan to plan is was underscored and was successfully implemented.